In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Monday morning. Welcome back to your work week. Brady Bowman with you. Dave Lewis across the glass on the other side. And it's Monday. Monday, usually like to go a little freestyle within Focus, a little freewheeling. But there is a lot to talk about because it was a very, very busy weekend. And there was something that happened over. There's a lot of things that happened over this weekend. And looking at my comic book trivia Daily Dust calendar, it is March 12th, and it's Significant Comic Book Issues Day, according to my calendar.
It is.
It is. The Incredible Hulk number one is featured on this one. May 1962, Stan Lee. Hold on, I got to get some different music for this, for the background here.
All right, I'm fine with that. Do you want me to...
Yeah, you have some? I got it.
You do have some, okay.
There we go. A little blast from the past. Stan Lee and Jack Kirby's updating of Jekyll and Hyde never quite took off in the comics as much as their other series, such as Fantastic Four and eventually the X-Men, which that's what this theme is, by the way. But the Hulk and his alter ego, Bruce Banner, became a permanent part of pop culture largely due to a TV adaption in the 1970s. There's no superhero catchphrase more famous than Hulk Smash. It's on my Daily Dust calendar because it was a little Apple Comic Expo that happened over the weekend. And it was a pretty good showing, Dave. I was talking to Josh and Allie Smith, the co-founders of the Little Apple Comic Expo, otherwise known as LACE, around here. And I think they broke their attendance record. And they gave us, everybody here at Manhattan Broadcasting, a lot of credit. They said a lot of folks there at the convention heard the commercials on the airwaves, on all our stations, and a huge uptick.
Funny how that radio thing works,
right?
You know?
Uh-huh. Right? I mean, they said everybody, they were just blown away. Numerous times during the convention, they had to go to the bank to get more change. So that's always good. That's always a good sign if you're having to go back and get more change.
What was the change for? Just?
For tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, because there was tickets. It wasn't free to get in.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess when I think about change, I think about, you know, like coins.
Right. Right. Or I guess dollar bills.
What would the need to be for coins? But
well.
Yeah.
Well, my washer and dryer still use. I need coins for washer and dryer, so I still deal with coins from time to time.
You know, I thought I was going to have to get a bunch of coins because, you know, I had to replace my truck.
Right.
And so for the first time I went down to Texas on Friday, I'm sitting there, oh my gosh, I never did get my K-Tag updated.
Oh, whoops.
But there's a place right there off 35, off the turnpike, that you can stop there at Wichita and get it. So I didn't have to use the coins going through Oklahoma.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I don't like to leave anything in Oklahoma.
No, although I'm sure the roads could use the coins in Oklahoma.
Yeah, they needed that long before with all the design flaws around Oklahoma City. I hijacked your conversation.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Sorry.
But one thing they did for this convention is that they asked for people to bring in food items to take a couple dollars off your ticket. Mm-hmm. Last year, they only got maybe a small box full. This year, they had a whole industrial strength shipping cart, like a grocery store. You know, the long carts for food and storage and stuff. They had a lot of different food that they donated for a good cause. So,
good.
Again, it worked out very, very well. Next year, they're going bigger. They're going to have 2 days at the convention at the Manhattan Convention Center. So that should be pretty.
So they've outgrown the courtyard there? Is that
I think
their interest is?
Well, that's where they started. They started it over there.
Okay.
And then I think just some scheduling issues, they went with the union the last couple of years, but they're ready to go back. They're going to go bigger with it. And I think they got the attendance numbers to back up such a move. I had a great time. Crowl over at our sister station, 101.9, Mr. Crowley, joined us as well. And it was fun to see him check out some of these books. He has a little bit more comic book knowledge than I thought. You know, he keeps it pretty under the vest, but he's a little more knowledgeable than I actually assumed. I was surprised. I got some books. I kept it under my budget, which I was pretty shocked with.
Okay, so what?
I still have money, so that's good.
All right. Okay. What's the most you've ever spent on a comic book?
It happened this weekend.
Did it now?
Yeah. Yeah, it was $60 on one.
On one.
On one. And it was Marvel Superhero Secret Wars number 8. the first appearance of Superman, or not Superman, of Spider-Man in the black suit. Very iconic copy, and it's an incredible grade. Incredible grade. I examined the edges. I'm getting into grading now. I actually ordered a grading book, like it's supposed to be the Bible of comic book grading.
So what you're trying to say that in the initial story that we had this morning, the word geek really
all caps
overtly applies to you. All caps.
All caps. I'm going to be reading. I bought probably about 10 comics or so. I got a really cool Batman comic, Detective Comics, 37. I'm just going off memory here. I think it's 373 from 1968. It's the oldest book
really?
I have now.
Really? So do you read these, or you just keep them in their little
both.
Keepsake I'll, sleeves?
Both. I'll read them.
Very
read them
carefully.
Sure. Yes.
With no food in sight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The Batman comic I got is actually the first appearance of Mr. Freeze as Mr. Freeze.
What was he before he was Mr. Freeze? Some scientist that...
Right, they had a different
name. Had not
yet gone
awry.
And it's just escaping me right now, but he had some sort of different name. But this was his first, and he's on the cover, and it looks like he's in scuba gear, honestly. Totally different than what he looks like now, but that was one of the main ones that I got. Got a couple
Who was
keys, Spider-Man.
Was that Arnold?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Hey.
There you go.
He's not just in Blazing Saddles.
We come back full circle. It was great. I also got some great local art from an airman in Wichita. He actually is based at McConnell. He had a booth, and he does a lot of his own illustrations that were incredible. I talked to him a little bit. He's hoping that once he's done with the service to actually start doing this full time. He goes to a lot of conventions. So that's another cool thing about these is you get to support a lot of local artists, and if he keeps it up. A lot of this is on my Twitter. I post a lot of the books that I got. On my Twitter, it's at Brady2Day, 2 being the numeral. But let me give you a breakdown of what we have coming up for this hour of In Focus. When we come back...
You mean we're not just going to talk about comics?
I mean, we will off and on.
Superheroes?
We will off and on. But I do have some topics to look forward to. I did write another poem, the In Focus Fanatics. And by the way, Dave, we need to check with legal and see if we can't lock that up for a trademark before it's too late. But as the In Focus Fanatics, no, otherwise known as IF, but my IF peeps know, I've shared my poetry on these airwaves before. Oh, last piece of bacon. I think we all remember where we were.
Yes.
When I read that, I think we remember how raw and soul exploring it was. I certainly do. But anyway, I wrote another about my weekend experience of going to the Little Apple Comic Expo while also living in ground zero of hashtag FPD18. It was quite a harrowing experience. Whimsical tale that I think you will all enjoy. Second thing, still fake Patty scene. I'm pretty excited for this, Dave, and I think you're going to enjoy it. We're going to have the In Focus Selections show for the top tweets and social media posts by the RCPD from over the weekend. There were a lot of good ones, so this will be the selection show for the top RCPD social media posts that's very Pig Patty State related. And the third thing is going to be maybe a new little segment I'm going to introduce. We'll close with it. Hopefully we have enough time. It's going to be called I'm Brady Bowman, and I've Made a Decision. I'm known for not being very, what's the word when you're just like, is it inconcise? Is that what I'm thinking of?
When you haven't made a decision?
Yeah, when you're just bad about making this.
You mean like non-committal?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a phrasing.
Inconcise.
It's escaping me. Like, I just take forever sometimes at the store to decide.
It's
Monday. I was at the Comic-Con.
It's National Stapler.
Yeah.
Fill your stapler day. So, yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, all brain matter's pretty much been exhausted trying to deal with the time change.
I was at Lace for probably 4 hours going back and forth to different comic book vendors comparing and, you know, narrowing down my decisions, because I was going to give myself a little bit of money to spend, but I mean, I could win the Mega Millions and I could spend it all at a comic book convention. So,
okay,
you know, so
are we ready for a break?
Yeah, we're ready.
Does that
for
mean
a break.
The music's going to end?
Oh, I could pump it up. We can go out with it.
Oh, great!
Here we go. More In Focus after this.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.